The band is called I Am They, and the song you're hearing from them on Life is called No Impossible With You.
There is no impossible with you.
Well, who are they? What does the name mean? Well, let's get to know the band. We have guitar player and vocalist Matt Hine with us. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Todd?
Thanks for being with us, Matt. Tell us what the name of the band means. What does I Am They mean?
Yeah, I Am They. It comes from Scripture. Jesus talking about his disciples, his followers, and it's from the book of John in John chapter 17. Jesus is referring to his disciples as they, as he's praying for them. So throughout that chapter, he's saying things like that they would be not of the world, just as I'm not of the world, that they would be one. He says to his Father, just as you and I are one, and that they would be known by their love, and just all of these really cool identifiers for us as the church, as the body of Christ. So that was just something we wanted to personalize for ourselves as a band and take ownership of. And also, it's just something that's really cool to, you know, when we have shows and things like that, to be talking out to the church and to include them in that as well and say, hey, like this represents all of us together as brothers and sisters and children of God. To claim that and say, I am they, like to claim that identity.
That's cool. I get it. Well, every member of the band, I Am They, has a unique story of God's working in their lives. And could you share yours with us this morning, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. The testimony that I love to share, and probably the biggest work that God has done in my personal story, was I had an addiction to pornography. And that started really at an early age. I was like an early high schooler when that got introduced to me, and it was one of my friends at that time. And I was raised in a Christian home, like raised really kind of sheltered and just that kind of lifestyle. So like when that got, you know, introduced to me, it was just like an instant almost kind of snare and hook, you know, and obviously something that I was like hiding and instantly hid and felt like an overwhelming amount of shame for. And it felt like there was nobody to talk to, nobody that I could, like, you know, trust or, like, confess or anything like that. I just felt, like, trapped by it. And then fast forward some years, it was actually my early 20s, I met this girl, and her name was Tori. And, again, trying to make a long story short, we got engaged. And the Lord brought this thing to surface in me at that time. And it was like, there's no going forward in this relationship. Like, we had kept ourselves pure, you know, in our relationship. We didn't even kiss, actually, until our wedding day. And there was, like, this one side of me that was like, man, I want to give this relationship, like, give it to God completely, keep the purity. But then there was also, like, this thing that was wrecking me in my personal life. And God was like, no, we're not moving forward until this thing, like, comes to light. And so I ended up actually before three people that meant probably the most to me at that time in my world. I ended up just face down. I was in my pastor's office and I was on my knees before my fiance, Tori, her dad, and my pastor, and who was going to be the guy that was marrying us. And I was completely just at, that was like the end of me. That was like my rock bottom. And I just thought, like, this is the last time any of these guys are going to look at me. Like, my pastor's not going to let me back into ministry. Like, my father-in-law, like, you know, he's not going to let me marry his daughter. And Tori's never going to talk to me again. And I was just expecting to, like, lose it all. And God completely showed me what his love is able to do. And with our honesty, and instead of getting rejected, it was like I just felt the love, like all of this weight lift and all of their love, like all of those guys got on the floor with me and like wrapped their arms around me. And it was like this amazing picture of God's redemption and grace, like, begun in my life. And so, you know, fast forward now, I did get to marry that girl.
Yay.
And, yeah, God has completely transformed my life in that way, given me an amazing wife. We actually have two kids, and our marriage has been so blessed because of that. And it's just this awesome transformation and story of God's redemption And so, man, yeah, I love to share that and love to stand with other guys, because I know there's so many guys out there, young and old, that are hiding in that and stuck in that place of shame. And that's just not what God has for us. That's not God's best and not God's life, you know, the life that he has for us. So I love to share however I can and stand with other brothers that you know, need to experience that freedom.
That's wonderful. The band is called I Am They, and their song is called No Impossible With You. And we've been speaking with guitar player and singer Matt Hine. Matt, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.